I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Where else would you rather be than listening to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all this, there is more. You get the personal initiative, the go-getter energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all of this together, tie it up with a neat bow. You get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is, how do you handle criticism? How do you handle criticism? Now, episode 18, I talked about this topic, dealing with criticism. Now, that was about when you're going to take in criticism or not take it in. But this episode is about actually utilizing any criticism that is levied against you. All you athletes, you're going to face criticism. You probably face a hefty amount of criticism on the team or with the sport that you play right now, whether it's an individual sport or a team sport, from your trainers, from your managers, from your coaches, maybe from your, maybe if you have a teacher or professor, if you happen to be in a student athlete right now, maybe from your parents, if they're involved in your sports life, your brothers or sisters, the fans, the spectators, maybe spectators who you don't even know have some criticisms for you. Today, we're going to talk about how you handle that criticism, because I find, especially for young minds, impressionable young minds, criticism is something that can help build you up a whole lot, or it can completely tear you apart. Now, there are some athletes or coaches of athletes who say, listen, the purpose of criticism is to tear someone down, to build them back up. The problem is, some people, when they receive criticism, they do allow the tear down part. Usually criticism does a pretty good job of tearing people down, but I think we can all agree, anyone faces enough criticism, they're going to feel torn down in some way, shape, or form. It's the build back up part that we need to be individually responsible for with ourselves when we are receiving the criticism. I'm not talking about the coaches. I'm talking about the athletes or the anything. You could be in the business world. You'd be criticized by your boss. If you are a boss who does criticizing, maybe you can let your staff, your people listen to this. If you're a parent and your child is going to deal with some criticism, even if they never play a sport in their life, they're still going to be criticized for something by somebody somewhere. I think we can all agree. This episode is about utilizing any criticism that comes to you in a proactive way, in a way that's going to build you up, that has nothing to do with the person who gave you the criticism. Nothing to do with why they gave it, whether it is fair or unfair, how it made you feel in the moment, because we may react emotionally. This is about how to leverage and use that criticism. Are we clear? Point number one. And today's topic, again, how to handle criticism. Separate the criticism, when it's received, from the person who said it. This is the first thing you must do. Once you get over the, if the conversation is over, or you're no longer in the moment, it's over, you know what that person said. I know you're not going to forget what they said. The first thing you need to do, when once you start thinking rationally again, hopefully that's sooner rather than later, separate the criticism from the person who levied the criticism. The biggest challenge that us human beings have with criticism is that we have a very hard time shaking the criticism from who said it, separating it from, oh, he said it. If this person has said it, you would have accepted it. But, oh, he said it. Oh, she said it. That bitch. Then you can't take the criticism. So the first thing you got to do is separate who said it from what was actually said. This is the first thing. I already said that like three times already. The first thing that you must do, because as long as we are still tethering the person to the criticism, is going to very greatly color how much of the criticism we absorb. We're not going to absorb all the nutrients from that criticism, to use a metaphor with the body. We eat certain foods. Certain foods, we can get all the nutrients out of them because of the composition of the food. And some foods, we can't get all the nutrients out of them because of the way the food is when it comes to going into our bodies. So we got to get all the nutrients out of criticism. The first thing we got to do is separate it from whoever said it. I don't care if it's a person you love, it's a person you hate, person you look up to, a person you never heard of, a person you think's trying to be funny, or a person you think's trying to help you. Separate what was said from the actual person. Once you have it separated, now we have what was said, whatever that criticism was. And again, I know it's still on your mind, so we're going to learn how to use it instead of just always forgetting it. Because sometimes you'll forget it, but a lot of times we don't forget it. We try to act like we forgot it. We don't forget it. Point number two, once you've separated the person from the criticism, you need to get creative in your mind and think to yourself, put yourself in that person's shoes and say, what is this person seeing or hearing or experiencing or feeling from me or in me that is causing them to levy this criticism? What is this person seeing in me? What are they feeling from me? What are they hearing? What are they reading that is causing them to say what they're saying? There's something that's causing it. We don't know exactly what all the time. Often we're not going to know exactly what, but we can ask ourselves the question, what is this person seeing? If you say, listen, I don't like this movie star, and then another person starts criticizing you, what are they seeing in you? What they're seeing in you is that you're a person who represents an anti-fan or a hater, maybe even, of this person that they may be a big fan of. And they got a problem with that. So then they're going to criticize you, not because there's anything about you, but because they're seeing a certain thing in you. But you got to ask yourself the question so you can see it. What is this person seeing? What is this person reading, watching, hearing, or feeling from me that is causing them to criticize me? Now, when you have someone who is doing what they deem to be constructive criticism, like a parent, a teacher, a coach, a child, a business partner, a mastermind partner, a coach, a consultant, anyone that you're working with, a coworker, a boss, a supervisor, anyone who is giving you some form of criticism, and you know that they at least think they're giving you some criticism that will actually help you, you need to imagine what this other person is seeing or not seeing that is leading them to do the criticism. Why are they doing this? What are they seeing? What are they experiencing from their perspective looking at me that is causing them to criticize me? I guarantee there's something in there that you know you need to do something about. Point number three. Actually, before I go on to point number three, looking more at point number two. When we face criticism, I mean, none of us like to have negative things said to us or have negative things said about us. The first thing we want to do is deflect that criticism. We want to get that criticism out of there. We want to pull out our mental shields and kind of block it. Maybe we pull out our mental boxing gloves and we want to jab back. We want to clap back at the person who said some criticism towards us for whatever reason. Even if we never even heard of the person, we want to throw some criticism towards them so we can feel like we're balancing it out. Like we're fighting fire with fire. Like, you're not just going to criticize me and I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to criticize you back. The number one reason that criticism that is supposed to be constructive often is not constructive is because we never ask ourselves, what is this person seeing? How are they looking at this situation? And often I found, and I'll say even from my own experience, if I find myself criticizing another person, I'm usually not doing it in such a compassionate way. I'm not doing it in such an empathetic way. I'm doing it in a way that I'm kind of giving it to them very direct. oftentimes if I'm criticizing a person, it may be because I have some feelings going on in me towards that person for whatever's going on. They're not getting the job done right. They're taking too long. They're making too many excuses. They're bullshitting too much. And I don't really have time for empathy. I don't have time for compassion. I don't have time to worry about their feelings. I just need to get off what I need to get off and say what I need to say to this person so they understand exactly where I'm coming from, because that's my style. And I've found that when people are being critical, they often do this same thing because they're not really thinking about, how is this person going to take it? How can I make sure I protect their feelings and make sure we stay friends and they don't feel bad about it? Usually when we're criticizing, oftentimes it happens because we just get to a breaking point and we're tired of trying to be nice with this person. We're tired of trying to be diplomatic with this person. We're like, all right, the hell with this. We just got to let this person have it. Right. And when you're criticized, often the person who is doing the criticizing is starting to feel that way about you for whatever reason. So the thing that we need to do as mature people, and when we take a step back, once the situation is over and we can look at it, imagine what this person is going through in their mind, looking at us, that is causing them to do this criticizing. If we are able to step back, do these first two steps, separate the person from what was said, then get in their shoes and see what they are seeing or not seeing to cause them to do it, that can help us a whole lot in dealing with criticism, which will make point number three very easy, which is the point of opportunism, which is what? Seeing opportunity in every situation. Now, opportunism when it comes to criticism is for you to find the value in that criticism, even if you believe the criticism is completely unfounded. There'll always be something in there that you can use. For example, you say you don't like a certain movie star and a person you never even heard of attacks you because you said that. It's not really about you. It's about the fact that you offended them because you said something about that movie star. Where's the opportunity in that? Maybe you should be careful talking about that movie star before somebody else attacks you. Maybe you could say it in a different way so that someone wouldn't see it as so critical and feel like they needed to react immediately and attack you so they could feel better about themselves and better about their favorite movie star. Maybe you could take note of who this person is and just see how they think and the things that they're usually saying, the things that they're usually doing, if you can find that thing out, and say to yourself, okay, this person fits the profile of a person who does this. Okay, and then next time you see someone who fits that same profile, maybe you'll be a little bit careful about criticizing some person that they might be a fan of. There's an opportunity in every situation. Where's the opportunity and the criticism coming to you, even if it's completely unfounded? If your coach says to you, you need to get in better shape, but you feel like you're in better shape than everybody on the team, you need to look at that and say, where's the opportunity in this situation? Maybe what the coach really means is that you need to help the rest of the team get in shape. Maybe the coach believes you're a person that they can yell at because they know you can take it, but they can't yell at other people because they know they can't take it. So they yell at you when they really mean to say it to somebody else. And they're hoping that you're mature enough to understand that and that you will take it constructively and use it to do what the coach needs doing, because the coach can't say it out loud specifically, explicitly to who it needs to be said to. Yes, the coach may be doing all of those mind games that you were completely unaware of in order to get a point across. Now, the question is not if the coach is going to do that or if there's going to be some other things going on with some other people whom you can't control. The question is how you're going to deal with the situation, you yourself. Even if the criticism is completely unfounded, then ask yourself, okay, this criticism is unfounded. This criticism makes no sense whatsoever because, and then you fill in the blank, well, why it makes no sense. Then ask yourself, why does it make sense to this person? Why would it make sense for this person to do this thing? What do they gain from doing this? What is the outcome that they achieve from doing this? Because no sane human being does anything for no reason. If you ever thought somebody did something to you or for you or around you for no reason, you are mistaken. No one does anything for no reason. So what you need to ask yourself is, what is the reason? There has to be a good reason, at least in that person's eyes, why they're saying what they're saying and criticizing me. Therefore, you can find the reason behind it. And then you, from there, when you know the reason why somebody does something, you can see the opportunity in it. If they're pointing their energy at you and they have a reason for doing so, there's an opportunity there. You just have to train yourself to look for that opportunity. If you follow these three steps, I guarantee you'll find it. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to handle criticism. Number one, separate the criticism from the person who has said it. This is the biggest problem we have with criticism, is that we have a very hard time separating the person who said it from what was actually said. Number two, even if it's actually true. Number two, imagine what the other person is seeing. Why are they seeing? What are they seeing in us, or what are they not seeing in us that is causing them to criticize us? There is something that they're seeing. Even if they're completely blind, they're seeing something in us that's causing them to criticize us. What is that thing? You ask yourself that till you get an answer. And number three, here's the opportunity. Find the value in that criticism, even if it's completely unfounded. You may learn something new about another person, which is very valuable. Learn something new about people in general. Learn something new about yourself. Learn something new about the line of work that you're in, or the business that you're in, or the company that you work for, or the political dynamics of the office that you're working in. There's a lot of things that you can learn if you have the mindset of opportunism, looking for the opportunity in every situation, even if it's something that you did not actually want, such as being criticized. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.